Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, June 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Driving the Future of Power Sports, Massimo Group's NASDAQ-MO Bold Strategy for Market Growth. Massimo Group, NASDAQ-MO, is driving the future of power sports with a bold strategy for market growth. The company's focus on domestic manufacturing, strategies, and product diversification aligns with the growing consumer enthusiasm for outdoor recreation. With the global power sports market expected to reach $60.51 billion by 2032, Massimo's lineup of UTVs, ATVs, e-bikes, and pontoon boats caters to both recreational enthusiasts and commercial users. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in Garland, Texas, Massimo Motor remains committed to innovation and quality in its long-term growth strategy. For more information, visit MassimoMotor.com and MassimoMarine.com.
Investor News Breaks, Driving the Future of Power Sports, Massimo Group's NASDAQ-MO Bold Strategy for Market Growth. Massimo Group, NASDAQ-MO, is strategically positioning itself for market growth in the power sports industry by focusing on domestic manufacturing, strategic partnerships, and product diversification. With the global power sports market expected to reach $60.51 billion by 2032, Massimo's broad product line of UTVs, ATVs, e-bikes, and pontoon boats caters to both recreational enthusiasts and commercial users. The company's commitment to innovation and quality, along with its development of electric versions of UTVs and pontoon boats, showcases its long-term growth strategy. Headquartered in Garland, Texas, Massimo Group continues to lead the way in driving the future of power sports. Investor News Breaks, Driving the Future of Power Sports, Massimo Group's NASDAQ-MO Bold Strategy for Market Growth. Massimo Group, MAMO, is driving the future of power sports with a bold strategy for market growth. Through domestic manufacturing, strategic partnerships, and product diversification, the company is poised to capitalize on the growing consumer enthusiasm for outdoor recreation. With the global power sports market expected to reach $60.51 billion by 2032, Massimo Motor's focus on innovation and quality positions it for long-term success. Founded in 2009 and based in Garland, Texas, Massimo offers a wide range of UTVs, ATVs, e-bikes, and pontoon boats catering to recreational and commercial users alike. Stay updated on MAMO's latest news and updates in the company's newsroom.
Dwindling LME copper supplies trigger uptick in contract prices. Falling stocks in warehouses registered to the London Metal Exchange have raised concerns about the dwindling supply of copper, causing a premium for nearby contracts to increase. Short-term contracts are now more expensive than longer-dated ones. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.V, stands to attract more investor interest. For the latest news on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.